So we have this distinction between clinging and not clinging. Talked about a lot. It's not always obvious what this means. Not everyone has a reference point to what clinging is. The Buddha associated it with agitation. When there's clinging, there's agitation. The absence of clinging is an absence of that agitation. Some of us might associate it with pressure. If there's clinging, there's a pressure. Or attention. And with the absence of clinging, there's an absence of that pressure and that tension. And one of the ways to begin seeing non-clinging, experiencing non-clinging, is to stay close to the changing nature of our experience. All kinds of things. They come and they go. An IRC meals come and they go. Breakfast is gone for now. Lunch will arise, appear. Sittings come and they go. Walkings come and they go. Inhales come and goes. Exhales appear and disappear. If we step back, in a sense, step away from looking at the content of what we're thinking, or even looking at the specific quality of our emotions, let's kind of see them from a distance. Our thoughts come and they go. Emotions come and they go. Kind of an endless stream. And to begin appreciating or noticing the comings and goings. In a way that's hard to do if we're involved in the content of our thoughts, involved in the specificity of our emotions. Today is Thursday. Thursday does not appear and disappear. The only thing that appears and disappears is the name Thursday. The word we assign to this moment of time. Even calling it time is a word placed on now. Assigning this now, the word Thursday appears and disappears. When you don't tell yourself it's Thursday, is it really Thursday? Now, here, just this. So in terms of non-clinging, there's something about seeing the appearing of things, disappearing of things, that points to non-clinging, points to non-agitation. When anything appears unplanned, comes into awareness, unplanned, unintended, chances are, for a brief moment, there was no agitation, no clinging to its appearance. At some point, when something has disappeared, there's most likely some kind of non-agitation, non-clinging to that thing that's present. If you think about Thursday, maybe there's some clinging to it, some pressure, agitation. But if you don't think about Thursday, is there any clinging, any agitation around that word? When a desire disappears, is there any absence of agitation? Is the agitation of the desire gone? Might be background agitation from where the desire arose, but the desire itself has no agitation when it's gone. If there is a time when you feel like you're at ease, at rest, abiding in the changing nature of experience, attuned, aligned with how things appear and disappear. Maybe it'll give you a reference point. For knowing non-clinging. For non-agitation. For a quality of non-pressure. Non-tension. And if you feel a little tension around looking for non-tension, little pressure to look for non-clinging. Chances are that that pressure, that agitation will also pass at some point. And then you'll know, maybe then you'll know something more about non-pressure, non-clinging. Allow for letting go. Allow the mind to let go. Non-clinging is the birthright of the mind. Non-clinging is kind of a homecoming for the mind. Non-clinging is not a place. It's not a sensation. It doesn't belong to time. Non-clinging is like space. Allowing the mind to let go into space. Space has room for the things with that are inside it. Non-clinging has room for everything else that's happening within us, including clinging. Including our agitation. in knowing non-clinging, whatever degree of non-clinging we can be attuned to. Non-clinging shows us the way, shows us where the path opens in the onward leading practice. Onward leading to where the mind lets go. The only announcement for today, for now, is that this evening we'll have the service leader tea for the three cooks and two managers and the webcast yogi. We'll meet over at the treehouse deck. I was struck that when I ring the bell, there's a division made in time and now, a division that doesn't really exist, but it's functional. I don't want to say anything more, as that will only make more divisions. May you appreciate the undivided world of non-clinging. Thank you.